Doctor. Doctor.
Doctor.
Doctor.
Doctor.
Doctor.
Doctor.
Doctor.
Doctor.
Doctor.
Doctor.
Doctor.
Doctor.
Doctor.
Doctor.
Doctor.
Doctor.
Doctor.
Doctor.
Doctor.
Doctor.
Doctor.
Doctor.
Doctor.
Doctor.
Doctor.
And doctor.
Well,
we miss anyone?
Good evening, everyone. You're listening to Great Songs About Nothing Good on WMFO in Medford. I'm Mr. Shoes. Thank you so much for tuning in, as always. And if you pay attention to telegraph wires, or if there are telegraph wires where you are, Chuck Berry died. So sad, but 90, not a bad shake. So we're going to open the show with a couple of songs of his. I was going to include Havana Moon in the mix, and while Havana Moon is a wonderful song, it's been on the slower side, and as you all know with Mr. Berry's works, the rhythm is one of the most important things, and if you don't believe me, we'll start with this number. We'll enter it as Exhibit A.
In the heat of the day down in Mobile, Alabama, working on the railroad with a steel driving hammer, I gotta get some money, buy some brand new shoes, try to find somebody, take away these blues. She don't love me, hear 'em singing in the sun, a pity coming when my work is all done.
was sitting in the witness stand. The judge's wife called up the district attorney. She said, free that brown-eyed man. If you want your job, you better free that brown-eyed man. Flying across the desert in a TWA, I saw a woman walk across the sand. She'd been walking 30 miles en route to Bombay to meet a brown-eyed handsome man. Her destination was a brown-eyed handsome man. Way back in history, 3,000 years, in fact, ever since the world began, there's been a whole lot of good women shedding tears over a brown-eyed handsome man. It's a lot of trouble with a brown-eyed handsome man. She had the world in the palm of her hand. She lost both her arms in a wrestling match to meet a brown-eyed handsome man. She fought and won herself a brown-eyed handsome man. 2-3 the count, with nobody on, he hit a high fly into the stand. Round the third, he was headed for home. It was a brown-eyed handsome man that won the game. It was a brown-eyed handsome man.
And he wrote it on the wall. information, get in touch with Marie. She's the only one who'd phone me here from Memphis, Tennessee. Mama's on the south side, high up on a ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. More than that I cannot add, only that I miss her and all the fun we had. We were pulled apart because her mom did not agree, and tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Last time I saw her, she was waving me goodbye, but with her wee home drops on her cheek, so that trickle from her eye. Marie's only 6 years old, information free. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
Not a bad cross-section of the man's work, if I do say so myself. That's Chuck Berry, Memphis, Tennessee. My personal favorite of his songs, because in addition to having a good rhythm, it's also a thinker, and you know, it gets right in a soft spot. And more than being emotional, he could also give you the raunchy stuff like Maybelline or Let It Rock, and things and stuff that really attracted the youthful audience of the day, for example, school days and wanting to get out of school and all that stuff that we can all relate to. But yeah, Chuck Berry, gone, 90, not a bad go of it. And we will forget the fact that my ding-a-ling ever happened. Agreed? Agreed. Good. Moving right along now, here's The Who.
Give up. that floated on the breeze. We got Mother Nature on the run in the 1970s. Look at Mother Nature on the run in the 1970s.
How I love you, how I love you, how I love you, Frisco. How I love you, how I love you, how I love you. you know I love you. Oh, my hair is getting good in the back.
Every town must have a place where phony hippies meet. Psychedelic dungeons popping up on every street. Go to San Francisco.
First I'll buy some beads, and then perhaps a leather band to go around my head, some feathers and bells, and a book of Indian lore. I will ask the Chamber of Commerce how to get to Haight Street and smoke an awful lot of dope. I will wander around barefoot. I will have a psychedelic gleam in my eye at all times. I will love everyone. I will love the police as they pick the out of me on the street. I will sleep. I will go to a house. That's what I will do. I will go to a house where there's a rock and roll band, because the groups all live together. And I will join a rock and roll band. I will be their road manager. And I will stay there with them, and I will get the crabs, but I won't care.
Style Council, Walls Come Tumbling Down from the Singular Adventures of the Style Council. That was, of course, his one good post-jam song. That was one of the few good songs the Style Council put out. The other one being Shout to the Top. Ever-Changing Moods? Before that, Frank Zappa, Mothers of Invention. Who Needs the Peace Corps from Whirling It for the Money, 1968. Neil Young, live version of After the Gold Rush from Live Rust. And we start off with The Who, a deep cut from one of their less appreciated albums from the Keith Moon era, The Who by Numbers, and the song was Success Story, composed by John Entwistle himself. Imagine that. That brings us to the bottom of the hour here, so let's have ourselves a legally mandated PSA. This one is very important. Last year, two bicyclists were killed by motor vehicles in Cambridge, Massachusetts, and many, many more were injured. When you're driving, focus on the road and what's around you. Don't try to multitask other activities. And before opening your door, check for oncoming cyclists. Whether you're in a car, on a bike, or walking, don't be reckless about obeying safety and traffic laws. It really is a matter of life and death, a public safety message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. And now, what do we got? We got a lot more coming your way. A lot of songs that'll help you get through whatever you may be going through. I stand by that, unless, of course, I don't. And we got some Johnny Cash coming up. We got some Clash. Before we do any of that, we're going to take on a bit of an international bent with the Chilean folk maestros Inti Jimani. And this is a song off of the Live Anthology album. And it's one of their concert mainstays. I think you'll be able to enjoy the rhythm. I truly do.
On a Tuesday, they locked me in the jail.
Oh, boy.
On a Wednesday, my trial was attested. On a Thursday, they said guilty, and the judge's gavel fell. I got stripes around my shoulders. I got chained around my feet. I got stripes around my shoulders. And them chains, they're about to drag me down. On a Monday, my mama come to see me. On a Tuesday, they caught me with a file. On a Wednesday, I'm down in solitary. On a Thursday, I start on bread and water for a while. I got stripes, stripes around my shoulders. I got chains, chains around my feet. I got stripes, stripes around my shoulders. And them chains, they're about to drag me down. I got stripes, stripes around my shoulders. I got chains, chains around my feet. I got stripes, stripes around my shoulders. And them chains, they're about to drag me down.
Spanish
that is Cheap Trick, The House is Rockin', with Domestic Problems from Dream Police, 1978, I want to say. That was when they were still riding hot on all the positive accolades from the Live at Budokan album. Before that, Spanish Bombs, The Clash, of course, from London Calling. I Got Stripes, Johnny Cash from At Folsom Prison. And we start with Inti Jimani, Tinku from the Antología en Vivo album. And that's all we're going to say about that block of music. It was a fine block. I think it was. And a lot of work went into that. So now we're going to go into the home stretch here, but I will say a word about this next chunk of music, this next block of rock. It was rumored in some of the gossip rags recently that yesterday was the birthday of one Reverend Charlie, occasional cohort of this institution. Now, we have no way of confirming that, but last we heard he was doing mission work at Our Lady of Little Zero, a monastery out in the Bay Area in California, where one can only assume that he is spreading the gospel of reverse mortgages and poor hygiene. So, but before he left us last time he was here, he left us with a very crudely, really horrifying and offensive drawing. I won't go into too many details, but, we took it to the local soothsayer, and based on his reports, we think this is what he would want this next block of music to be, and it's going to be start off with a selection by the recently knighted Sir Raymond Douglas Davies, made a commander of the Order of the British Empire, and we salute him and possibly Reverend Charlie as well, but, we'll see.
Bizarre world easily. He did good work. and he was smart. He knew his superiors. He disdained his inferiors. He was proud and dignified. Appetites were never sated. Everything he knew about himself, he drew from what was around him. You know, this suit is you, this car is you, this studio is you. People were no different. People were also his mirrors. Often he was their mirror as well. Life became complicated and overstated and underrated. She waited. The more power he got, the more he wanted, naturally. And the more women he had, the more he wanted. His appetites were never sated. She finally married a wine salesman. Had three children. Sometimes he thinks of her, but it's a gnawing, painful memory. Eventually, like Napoleon, he attacked Russia.
Hello, baby. Strokes, but you knew that because you probably saw it on the computer screen. But if you didn't, that is the Strokes, and the song is Someday. How about that? Billy Bragg and Wilco, Walt Whitman's niece from Mermaid Avenue Volume 1. T-Bone Burnett, House of Mirrors, that's from the 2020 Essential compilation that came out some years ago. We start off with the Kinks. Title track, Village Green Preservation Society. Ray Davies is a knight. I don't know what that means to you. Doesn't mean that much to me, except when you consider the fact that it's Ray Davies, it's pretty awesome, and perhaps Dave Davies deserves one as well. Plus, he's got those great theories about UFOs. So, how about that? That'll bring us to the end of the line here on Great Songs But Nothing Good on WMFO in Medford. I'm Mr. Shoes. Thank you again so much for tuning in. I hope you tune in next week for more of the same, except slightly different. And speaking of things that are slightly different, we're going to have a slightly different outro this week, because we're going to throw it back to Chuck instead of the wedding present, because I'm pretty sure it's a mortal sin and a violation of several federal laws that I do not play this song in these trying times. So, until next week, keep it PG-13, or don't. I'm not going to tell you how to live your life.
Hear it again today. rocking in 2x2. Well, if you feel it and like it, go get your lover.